Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, online shopping more prevalent than ever before. Is this an opportunity for beef?
Absolutely. Online grocery and meal ordering grew tremendously throughout the 2020 pandemic. Today, 67% of consumers are buying groceries online for delivery or pickup. I know I do as well. In a retail space that is advancing at such a high speed, the Beef Checkoff has been implementing e-commerce advertising campaigns with major retailers like Target, Sam's Club, Kroger, and Chicory. So, as a recent example, the Beef Checkoff ran a kickoff to summer grilling digital e-commerce campaign with Sam's Club in April and May. When a consumer is shopping on the Sam's Club website or app, they'll see a Beef It's What's for Dinner banner pop up or other digital advertisements, and the link in those advertisements then takes consumers directly to Sam's Club Beef page, where it then encourages consumers to buy beef. So these kind of promotions provide us the opportunity to keep beef top of mind when consumers are shopping.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cattle futures are struggling both technically and fundamentally. The performance of the cash market over the past few weeks does not indicate there will be much change this week. The hope is that cash will trade steady with last week, but there's concern packers may pull back this week. Box beef continues to decline on nearly a daily basis, and they already have some cattle on the books for the next few weeks. Support in the hog market was uncovered with the announcement from Germany that they have two cases of African swine flu, swine fever in two separate herds. Thoughts of potential increased export demand surfaced with domestic supplies already tight and potentially tightening further. China is not the only country in the news for market participants to watch. Finding two cases could potentially result in more cases as further testing is done. Well, big gains were made in wheat markets overnight, with Minneapolis spring wheat futures posting 18-cent to 24-cent gains as drought continues to grip the hard red spring belts in the U.S. and Canada. Spot spring wheat futures have now closed higher in six straight sessions and will be going for the seventh higher close today. Spot futures hit their highest level since December of 2012. The next true resistance candidate would be the July 2012 highs as 1035 and then the June 2011 highs at 1120. With Canada being drug into the drought along with the U.S. Northern Plains, the North American spring wheat balance sheet should be as tight as any time since 2007 and 2008. Corn prices were higher overnight as December corn made new recovery highs at 567.5. There is still more gap to close between overnight highs and the top of the gap at 573.5, which could be close to this week based on underlying fundamentals. There was solidly higher trade across the soy complex overnight, with soybeans and meal leading while soybean oil lagged slightly. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle down 95 cents, 120.17. October down 92, 125.60. August feeder cattle down 175, 155.62. September down 72, 158.50. And August hogs up 135, 105.65. October up 135 at 90.75. Kansas City wheat, September up 11 and a quarter, 651 and a half. December up 11 and a quarter, 662. Chicago wheat, September up 20 and a half, 692 and a half. December was up 21 cents, 699. 9.75. September corn down 8.25, 556. December is down 4.25, 552. August soybeans up 7.25 at 14.54¾. September up 11¾ at 14.06. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.